All right, how'd you like a pair of tickets to the Meekum Chicago 2019 taking place October 24th through the 26th? That's next weekend at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center. Andy, have you been there? That's a cool hotel.
I have not been there, but I'd love to go to the show. Yeah.
World's you can't win these tickets.
I know.
I'll tell you when to call in a second. The world's largest collector car auction company. 1,000 American muscle cars, classics, vets, trucks, hot rods, and more get consigned for sale for the big event. Meekum, M-E-C-U-M, Meekum.com for details. And the boss is here. Dave, identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Dave Majors. I'm the CEO with Meekum Auctions.
And you were running Country Insurance prior to that.
I was with Country Insurance for, I believe, 37 years. So I'm pretty local. I grew up in Bloomington, Illinois. I live in Chicago now, and we're excited to be coming to Schaumburg. This is kind of a home game for us with our corporate offices in southern Wisconsin.
So you start out with Country Insurance as an agent?
No, I've always been in the accounting department. So
okay.
I started.
But you're a staff accountant back in the day.
Yeah, I did a lot of different accounting positions. And then,
what was your first cool car that you bought?
Oh, my first car, probably that I would love to have back today, was a '73 Grand Torino Sport with a 351 Cleveland. It was an automatic.
You were messing around
every time it shifted. Yeah,
you
white with
not.
A blue light racing stripe.
Wow.
So I keep looking forward at every auction we go to.
So you're a car guy from way back.
Yeah, my dad and I tried to restore a 1927 Chevrolet truck when I was 14. That was my foray into cars, and I would say that it was probably the world's worst restoration job. The guy that bought it from us would have been better off if he'd have bought it before we started than after. So
but
my first and only
around
restoration project.
You know your way around a wrench, though?
Not so much. I'm more of a driver than a wrench guy.
I got it. Yep, I understand that, and I appreciate it. Tell everybody what goes on at these auctions.
Well, this is this Schaumburg auction is probably our second oldest auction. We'll have 1,000 beautiful collector cars there from all over the country, all over the years, the makes, the models. We even have a few cars that are from outside of the U.S. that were manufactured outside of the U.S. One of my favorites. We start the auction at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. We'll run a car across the block every 2 minutes once we start, nonstop, until we finish 1,000 cars, usually around 7 o'clock on Saturday evening.
And if any of the auctioneers die during the event, you just bring it back up?
we have a bus full.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I would think because collector cars are so emotional, you must have had a time or two where somebody gives you a car to auction off and they want it back.
Yeah, and probably two of my favorite stories. 4 or 5 years ago, we had a 1970 Hemi Cuda convertible that we sold in Seattle. And that car sold for about $3.5 million. And it was a Challenger. At the end of the auction, as the bidding was going on and approaching $3.5 million, the seller decided he did not want to sell the car. And so, as people were cheering and congratulating him, he was the only person in the room that was extremely upset. And one of my favorite moments ever in the auction, we have what's called a step and repeat that we park cars in front of after they cross the block for picture purposes. And I saw his car in front of that step and repeat, and I watched him walk up from the passenger side rear of the car. He leaned into the window of the car, and you could see him talking to the car. And as he came out of the window, he turned and walked towards the back of the car, and as he got towards the trunk, he reached up and patted the top of the car as if to say goodbye.
That's saying goodbye to a family member.
That's an emotional attachment.
There's no question
about
it.
And if you think about that, $3.5 million, he told us not to send him the check for the car right away because emotionally he wasn't ready to receive
that?
It. Yeah.
All right. Now, look, we can all find a blue book value on anything. There's no such thing as a blue book value on a collector's car, right?
Well, not only no such thing as a blue book value, but it's an auction. So you never really know when you get two or three or four people that have an emotional attachment to that car, like we all have an emotional attachment to some car, and they've come specifically for that, and they're not going home with it. So,
what's the biggest surprise you ever had in that regard?
We see cars all the time that, you know, not necessarily the biggest dollar amounts, but I've seen a Willys Jeep that a guy brought to auction, had a reserve of $45,000 on it, went for $128,000.
That's a pretty good day.
Because two guys were you know, rock horns, and neither one of them was going to give up. And I would say at every auction, there's probably two or three of those where you're just shocked at how far the bid runs.
Andy, you know, having grown up in the 70s, mm-hmm. all you need is a couple of rich guys with the car that means the most to them, the car they used to take parking with the high school girlfriend. Yeah, get a couple of guys fighting over it, and the money won't stop. Yeah.
That's the fun thing about our events. You know, it's not...
Every car is a story, right?
It's not just an auction. It's a car show, and the people that have come bring their families to teach them about their history and about history in general through automobiles. One of my favorite stories forever in our auctions, Dana Meekham and I were sitting in the chairs one day before the auction started, and an older gentleman walked up and said, you know, I've come to buy that 53 Buick that's sitting out there because I remember when I was 5 years old, my dad bought a 53 Buick, and he brought it home, and he loaded me and my three brothers in the back seat, and he was so proud of his car, he took us to get milkshakes. And as soon as he handed mine, I spilled my milkshake in the back seat of the car. And I said to him, so this is a car just like that one that your dad had? He said, no, that is the car, and the milkshake stain is still in the back seat.
Come on!
Wow. I'm here to buy that car because I'm giving it to my 93-year-old father for Father's Day this year.
How great is that?
So we took our television cameras, and we followed him home for Father's Day for him to give that car to his father.
That's a choke-up moment.
All those stories that goes with cars, it's not about the cars, it's about the stories.
Yeah, well, that is tremendous. How many cars do you have?
I have more than my share right now.
If you admit it, you'll have to kill me.
I have 12 or 13 at this point. That if my wife is listening, I'm in big trouble now.
Yeah, I was going to say,
she might not know about.
What's the number you're telling me versus the actual number?
Yeah.
Again, kids, this is an opportunity for you to get out to an actual Meekham Chicago auto auction. Of course, you see this on NBC Sportsnet. And by the way, congratulations. You're going to see it on NBC Sportsnet for the next several years.
We will be on NBC Sports through 2024. We put together that relationship with NBC Sports in 2014, so we're finishing up our fifth year, and just a couple of months ago, I signed a new agreement with NBC Sports and NBC to be on the NBC family of networks now through 2024. So it's been a great relationship for our company, and it's been a great relationship for NBC as well, and I think that unusual long-term contract that NBC usually doesn't do is a testament.
Well, they got a winner.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's not hard in this business to go. If it works, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
Super Joe, what caller would you like to go to for this?
I would like to go to caller number 21.
Caller 21 will get a tickets again. Get tickets to this again. This is next Sunday. If people want to buy tickets to this, and they should, do they go to the Meekham website?
You can buy tickets on Meekham.com. You can also buy tickets to the door. And very special for this event only, since it is kind of a home game for us, on Saturday at the event, if you come to the event wearing Blackhawks gear mm-hmm. or Illinois State University gear, both very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, I can't figure out why.
You can get into the auction instead of $30 for $10.
Well, nice.
Or you can get a bidder badge for half price.
Very nice.
And by the way, I also have a very good friend of mine, Jim Cornelison, that sings the national anthem for the
friend
Chicago
of mine
Blackhawks.
As well. Yeah.
He will be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to sing the national anthem for us.
That's tremendous. Cornelison's the best.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
A good dude. All right, so you have your marching orders. If anybody is interested in getting a car in one of the upcoming auctions down the road, all the explanations right there on the website on how to get that done?
Not only can you have explanations about the auction itself and how to get in and get to the auction, but every one of the cars is on that website with beautiful pictures at Meekham.com.
Your photographer must be the most important guy in the company.
Automotive photographers are we're very selective about who we choose,
and
we have a pretty good stable of photographers all over the country that take those pictures, and their artwork in themselves.
And again, the bidding will take place all day from the moment you start till the 1,000th car is gone. Can you remote bid?
That you can remote bid via the internet if you register in advance, and then we also have phone bidding. But contrary to common belief, phone bidding is all outbound calling. So you register with us for a particular car, and then we call you when that car crosses the block. It's pretty difficult to watch on TV and see a car you like and call us up to bid because we move so quickly. Like I said, a car every 2 minutes.
And I would assume the majority of people are there live because they want the moment.
And we like live auctions. The phone bidding and the internet bidding is an accommodation for those that just can't absolutely make it there, but it's an event. It's loud, it's fast, it's exciting, and we want to keep it that way. We don't want all of our bidders to be sitting at home doing bidding.
And last word, as I look at the schedule, what is Road Art?
Well, Road Art is that's a trademark name that we use for auto memorabilia.
Okay.
So it's mostly old gas pumps, road signs, neon signs.
Oh, cool.
And that's a big business, and those things can be very expensive. We've sold recently a 48-inch round double-sided porcelain sign for $273,000.
Good Lord. That's amazing. You know, my dad's been gone for years, but I would love to be able to take him to something like this. So, you know, if you've got a moment you want to spend with a father or your mom or your grandfather or your grandmother, don't put it off. Do
it next
weekend.
It's a spectacular family event.
I'll bet it is, yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good.
Welcome here anytime.
Thanks for having me. I hope to see you out at the auction. I can show you where to get the bidder badges this week.
Okay,
next weekend.
All right. Yeah, I got to spend all $500,000. Chris and Evanston just won tickets to the event, which is fantastic. So congratulations, Chris. Have a great time. And thank you, boss. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Mecum.com, M-E-C-U-M, Mecum.com.